This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Kevin Pillar. Kevin, describe yourself as a ball player.
As a ball player, I like to pride myself on someone who's going to show up every day and play hard, play as if it's my last game, because you really never know when it's going to be your last game. Hustle, compete. As far as a hitter, I'm going to be a contact hitter. I'm going to avoid striking out a whole lot, put the ball in play, try to hit the ball in the gaps, gap to gap, get out on the bases and run. In the outfield, I'm going to go balls to the wall. If I hit the fence, I hit the fence. You just better make sure you catch the ball.
Did you have a light bulb moment either in high school or college where baseball suddenly got easier for you?
You know what? Baseball was never my number one sport growing up. My brother played basketball, so I played more travel basketball growing up than I did baseball. In fact, I didn't even play travel baseball, and football was probably my second sport. But once I got to junior, senior year in high school, I decided that I was going to focus on baseball until football season came around. Then I ended up playing football my senior year. And actually, I skipped playing basketball my senior year to kind of focus on baseball during that winter time to see if I can go play college. But it wasn't until college until I started playing full-time baseball.
Why? What happened?
Baseball, as we see just looking around, baseball is the only sport where size really doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not a big guy. I'm not small, but I'm not big enough to play football or basketball. So baseball kind of gave me an opportunity to play. I mean, I do. Baseball, I always knew when I was younger I enjoyed it the most. I just didn't play it the most because of how I grew up with my brother playing football and basketball.
What position did you play in basketball?
I was a point guard, floor general. I wasn't the best shooter, but I played really good defense. I understand the game really, really well. Basketball is still my favorite sport to watch and to play in the off season. But I understand the game really well. I was very Chris Paul-like, minus the fact that I really couldn't take over a game. I could control an offense, tempo of the game. I played good defense. I got other guys involved. I made nice passes. But, you know, shooting was never my strong point.
How about football? What were your strengths?
I was a kind of a utility guy in football. We kind of ran a spread offense, so I was a slot receiver. When we did run the ball, I played running back, and I played outside linebacker, and I returned the kicks. So I did a little bit of it all.
How did you determine what to do after your senior year of high school?
Like as far as like where I went to college? I was a good high school player, but I wasn't like a standout. Like the draft never crossed my mind. It was a matter of where I was going to go play to school. My number one school I wanted to go to was Fresno State, because that's where my brother was at school, going to school. Up until the day I was about to go for my official visit, I thought I was going up there. They called me the day before, told me that they gave my spot away to a Long Beach State transfer. So then I was kind of out of luck with the place. Luckily, a Division II school, which my high school baseball coach was going to coach at, needed an outfielder, so I went with him, and I ran into Cal State Dominguez Hills. Never heard of it. Drove out there with my parents, met the coach, immediately had a connection with the coach. My parents loved him, I loved him, trusted him. We knew it was the right spot for me, and it worked out.
Well, at Cal State Dominguez Hills, you started capturing the headlines, especially with the streak. Tell me about that hitting streak.
I was more happy for the school because a lot of people didn't really hear much about Cal State Dominguez Hills, but when I started the streak, it started getting a little bit of publicity, at least in the local area. Then it grew into a little bit more national. So I was glad to be able to, in my 4 years there, help get Dominguez Hills on the map. But that was just a crazy season, something I'll never forget. I mean, I actually started out the first two games without a hit, and then I got a hit in the third game, and then it just kind of seemed like things started rolling a little bit. And I didn't really know that I had some sort of a streak going until I was about to tie the school record, which was 23. And I actually was 0-for-3 going in my last at-bat, hit a walk-off home run to break the school record. Then the next one, and that's when everyone kind of started talking about it within, you know, maybe our school, our area, conference at least. Then I got to 32 games, and that was the conference record. I broke that. And then from there, it was just kind of hold your breath, a countdown to see if I can get to 49, which it was at 49 at the time. And it was actually a doubleheader. I got 49 in my second to last at bat, had lunch, came back for the doubleheader and got it my first at bat, got out of the way, number 50, which was a huge relief. Because I didn't really think about it much until the day of, where I thought maybe I could break this record. I didn't sleep too well. I was tossing and turning, thinking about it. I pressed a little bit for my first three at bats, settled in, got a hit, tied it, and then just got out of the way. And then the rest of the season, it was kind of out of my mind. It ended at 54, but something I'll never forget.
Was there any interview that you did or any phone call that you received that really blew you away after the streak?
LA Times was kind of cool. It was a good interview. I mean, it was a whole section in the sports. It was, I'm trying to think. I think it was like the Lakers, because I'm a huge Laker fan. So Lakers and Kobe Bryant on the cover. Then I had a whole column next to him. So that was really exciting to have. Something my parents have a couple copies of that they saved. I mean, anytime you can get on the paper with a guy like Kobe's pretty special.
Is there a story of how the streak ended?
Yeah, actually, it was in our conference tournament against our rival, UC San Diego. Hit a ball in the hole my first at-bat, shortstop backhand. I thought I was going to beat it out, but he made a great play and threw me out by two steps. And I was like, wow, okay, I'm going to really have to earn this one today. And then I think the two guys in front of me went back-to-back home runs. So naturally, as a hitter, you're trying to be the third. I think I tried to take a too big of a swing, and I flew out. And I didn't know those were going to be the only two at-bats I got the rest of the day. I was actually hit by a pitch, which I did not get out of the way. I wasn't so worried about the streak. We hadn't beat UC San Diego all year. We played them six times. And it was a close game, so we needed base runners. So I gladly wore the pitch to get on base, and knowing I was going to get another chance. And I was actually intentionally walked my last at-bat. And that was how it ended. I just knew when he was standing up that this amazing streak and journey came to an end. But ironically, it was the only game we beat UC San Diego all year.
Speaking with Lugnuts outfielder Kevin Pillar, that was in college at Cal State Dominguez Hills. You're now a professional. Last year in your pro debut, you led the Appalachian League in batting. You hit .347. Was it as easy as it looks on paper?
Absolutely not. When people look at stats like that, look at numbers, they see .347, but what they don't understand is that the first month of the season, I don't even know if I was hitting above .200. I don't know if it was me adjusting to consistently playing with wood bats every day, playing professional ball, or maybe me just trying to do too much early on in the year, but I definitely struggled. I showed signs that I could be an everyday player and hit every day early on in the season, but then I'd go a couple days to a week without even hitting a ball hard. And I wasn't playing every single day at the beginning of the year. I was in and out of the lineup, and I got in with Kenny. We started my swing all over from the ground up. We just started from scratch. We talked about things I liked about my swings, things he thought could help my swing, and we just worked every day. I mean, I worked real hard. I was there early. I was there after games, getting it down. And then, I grinded out the month of July. I had a pretty good month of July, but as soon as August rolled around, everything just clicked. It was the month of August. It was even better than the year that I had with the hit streak. I mean it seemed easy. It wasn't easy, but I was just so locked in with my bat. I was so comfortable with my approach. I was so comfortable with my swing that, I think I hit something like 480 in the month, and it was just every day I was going out there, and I was getting hits. I was hitting the ball hard, and it was just a special year too. I mean, being a guy that was taken late in the draft, a guy from a Division II, it was kind of nice to put myself on the map in this organization with a good first year.
Well, then after that experience with Bluefield, they moved you up to Vancouver right on time for the Northwest League playoffs, and you tore things up there. What was that experience like with the Northwest League champion Canadians?
It was actually, I went, it, my experience there was going from complete heartbreak, you know, playing the whole year in Bluefield, losing in the championship game with the guys I spent the whole summer with, my first professional season being in pro ball, getting a chance to go through the playoffs, getting to the championship game, and coming up just short was devastating me. It was something we all worked so hard for all year. You know, I was ready to go home. Like, I had a great year personally. Our team had a great year. I had that bitter taste in my mouth. I was ready to just, you know, take a couple weeks off of baseball, get over that loss. My bags were packed. I got the phone call late at night, and they told me I was going to Vancouver, and I was like, all right, well, my bat's hot, so let's just keep riding it out, you know. Let's see if the bat's going to translate up there, and it sure did. I got up there. Vancouver lost their first game at home. I met them in Eugene, so they're already down 0-1 in the series. And I hopped in with the guys. The guys were awesome to me, you know, took me in. And I hit there, you know, and helped win that championship. And I went from the lowest to lowest to highs, from losing a championship to winning a championship. It would have been more special to win it in Bluefield because I was there all year. But anytime you get a chance to be a part of a championship team and a championship series, it was special. I've never won a championship in, you know, Little League, high school, anything like that. So that was my first time playing in the big game and winning it, and dog pile, the celebration, it was special.
And what'd you do this winter?
Worked hard. I got back at it. I trained at API with Aaron Sanchez in Carson. I was at my college every day, hitting and throwing. I didn't take a whole lot of time off. I knew that I had a good first year, but it was something that I didn't want to have define me. I wanted something I could build off of. So I got back to work right away. You know, like we all have plans in the offseason to get bigger, stronger, faster. And I think I accomplished some of it. I'm stealing a little bit more bases than I did last year in Bluefield, getting a chance to run. Hopefully start hitting some balls out. It's big yard, though. Yeah, but as the weather warms up, I think the guys will start hitting balls hard. But, I just got to spend time with my family, which I really like. You know, my parents are up this weekend, so it's nice seeing them. But seeing my girlfriend, seeing my friends, that my whole support system back home, it's nice to actually get to spend time with them, see them, because they're always calling, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, you know, wishing me luck, listening to the games, listening to you, enjoying listening to you. But yeah, I didn't really do a whole lot. I got to see grandparents too, but basically, you know, my parents gave me the opportunity this year to be a full-time baseball player, so I didn't have to work this year. They supported me this year, and I got to train. You know, they're giving me an opportunity to live a dream, so they've been really supportive with that. So as far as hanging out with family and friends and baseball, I didn't really do a whole lot.
Outside of baseball, what else do you enjoy? What else comes easily to you?
Sports.
That's it.
Yeah. No. I mean,
athletics.
We have a lake house, so I like to wakeboard too in the summer. I like to snowboard in the winter. I didn't get a chance to go this year because of baseball. I'm trying to avoid snowboarding while I'm playing baseball. Wakeboarding I'll do because it's just water. It's extremely tough to get hurt in, but snowboarding you just really never know. Ice is rough, but. Yeah, I mean, my mom plays tennis. My dad raced professional motocross. My brother still plays basketball. I mean, we're just an athletic family. That's what we enjoy. We like watching sports, playing sports, spending time with each other, going on the lake, going out on the boat.
Finally, let's get to the hard-hitting issue of the day. Over the course of a long season, hair care can sometimes go by the wayside. What are your tips to the best way to take care of your hair and keep it flowing?
Well, the key is not over shampooing and conditioning. You got to do it every other day. Showering every day, yes, but as far as shampoo and conditioner every day, you got to comb it as often as possible too. In a professional season, you do have a lot of downtime, so combing your hair as much as possible, getting it in the direction that you want it to flow is crucial. Marcus Brisker actually turned me on to this olive oil hair lotion. That's really crucial, and I think it's really been helping my hair as far as flow is concerned. But like you said, it is a long season. I'm committed to this hair for the whole year.
It's tough because it's covered up by a baseball cap most of the time.
This is true. But when it's not under the cap, that's when it's really got to shine. Sure. So that's why you got to prepare days, weeks in advance. You never know when you're going to be out that one time, and someone's just going to be like, "Wow, that's great hair."
Kevin, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Lugnuts outfielder Kevin Pillar. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.